This was a hard one. Tequila Mockingbird?
Diana Gonzalez walked to the front of the room to receive her prize of a rubber chicken. She won the prize for creating Tequila Mockingbird. Her entry was a small frosted bird made from Rice Krispies sitting next to a small bottle of tequila, filled with iced tea, of course.
I wanted to make a funny-looking bird. I didn't want to make anything serious, and I wanted to make people laugh. And it seems that that's exactly what happened. Everybody liked my creation because they had fun. And that's what it's all about, coming together as a community and enjoying books and having fun.
International Edible Book Festivals began in 2000 when two women came up with the idea during Thanksgiving dinner. This global event takes place around the world. The only requirement to be in a local festival is you have to be okay with them taking pictures of your edible creation, then watching it being eaten.
What do you think? Want more? Want some more?
This year, there were entries ranging from Alice in Wonderland and Mr. Popper's Penguins to some that utilized puns, like Pride and Prejudice. Now, these entries are not just cakes that look like books, but any type of edible material that can be transformed into something that symbolizes the spirit of a book. One example, a slow cooker full of soup called The Taming of the Stew. Dwight Devine visited the festival. He said he loved the variety of entries.
Some of them very, very creative, and in different ways, too. Some were structurally creative, others were sort of brilliantly punny, and I think it was a nice diversity.
Judges award entries based solely on appearance, not taste. Some of the categories were fan favorite, best adaptation of a classic, and a crowd favorite, funniest and punniest. Valerie Hotchkiss is the head of the University of Illinois' Rare Books and Manuscripts Library and one of the competitors. She says she participates in the festival every year.
Why do we do it? We love books and we love to eat. And we're all punsters over at the Rare Book and Manuscript Library, so it always is a pun.
Hotchkiss's book was Tis a Pity She's a S'more, which was made from a giant s'more in the shape of a bikini body. Daniel Tracy is the coordinator for the Edible Book Festival, and he says the point of the festival goes beyond food.
It's really just a celebration of literacy and reading in the community and books, enjoyment of books, and all of the talent that people have around those things.
Diana Gonzalez, who won two awards this year for her Tequila Mockingbird entry, says she hopes the event inspires people.
So I hope that everybody will get a little bit of this spirit of, you know, going home and reading something that they've never read before, or maybe cooking up something that they've never made before, and just kind of having fun. And it's a nice family event as well, so hopefully children will see it and will get inspired as well.
For Illinois Public Media, I'm Caitlin Bain.